Matt Jones. Matt, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, appreciate you coming on, man.
Yes, sir.
Just to get into it, first off, you had a great game last week.
Appreciate it.
Big game, a game you needed. How did you feel about it?
I felt good, man. Something I really needed, like you said, just getting that momentum, definitely at a running back position, and just finishing runs, man. I just needed, like you said.
So when you look at the situation that you entered going into last week's game, all the chatter, hey, Kelly needs the ball, Chris Thompson needs the ball, does that affect you any?
Nah, not really. I mean, it kind of made me better. You know, the competition behind me, that would make you hungrier and make you go harder. Just seeing those great backs behind you. I don't really pay attention to the outside world anyway.
So when the competition gets started, you know, Kelly had a big run to get the game going. And I feel like after that run, you responded. I think you ran harder, you know, and I said this on radio on the postgame show. I think you ran harder after that point. Kelly and Thompson run the ball, you know, when you get an opportunity to sit back and watch for a second, and you see these guys cut against the grain, stretch the play, all of a sudden you came in as a different runner. How much did that help you?
It helped a lot. Just seeing what they take from the the practice field to the game field, and just seeing how they relate to it, and seeing how Kelly made his cuts downhill, and some cuts I could have made too. So just following, I just learned from the whole game. And then when I went back in, I just took some notes I took from them and finished with 135 yards.
Last week you finished plays. Did it feel you had to be, you couldn't be as sore as you normally are?
Nah, not really. Just when I finished down on the DBs, man, they didn't really want no more of it. They just stopped really kind of trying to tackle me at the end of the game. You know, like I said, 6'2", 230, get tired of hitting that. You know, that's what, being a young running back, you kind of learn from it. And I'm glad it's happening early so I know what's going on.
So you're from Tampa. You ended up in this college town of Gainesville, Florida, where I grew up right down the street. How was it going to UF?
It was good, man. It was much more laid back to me. I had fun my first year, really, and second and third year really kind of laid back to me. But it was great, man. Great atmosphere, great fans, great football coaches, man. I couldn't ask for a better situation.
So you get an opportunity to play with another Gator, one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and Jordan Reed. How much of a comfort was that for you?
It was good, just knowing I'm coming to a home and I got Jordan here, kind of show me the ropes and kind of tell me how the game goes as far as going to a different team, not knowing anybody. But it was good knowing that I already had a relationship with him, and he kind of taught me a lot coming in, so it was good.
Then in-state rivals always, you share a running back room with a Seminole. I'm a Hurricane. We're probably the best team in that state, always have been. So how is it sharing with the Florida State Seminole? You know, because that rivalry is personal in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool now, but when I first got here, it was kind of a little tension in the room. You know, everyone really want to talk to each other, but it's kind of cool now. We kind of put that behind us because we're on the next level now. So it's kind of cool now. But like I said, at first, it was kind of a little tension in the room, but it's cool.